I don't think the Democrats ever want to see those tax returns. This is Dave Ross on the CBS Radio Network. Mitt Romney is sticking to his promise to release 2 years of tax returns, and that's it. Next question. And Democrats are pretending to be outraged. But are they really? Listen to their latest Romney hit piece.
The costs of not releasing the returns are clear. He must have calculated that there are higher costs in releasing.
And he's going to, there's obviously something there, because if there was nothing there, he would say, have at it.
Every voice on it is a Republican telling Romney to release his returns, and Democrats love this.
Makes you wonder if some years he paid any taxes at all.
Now, obviously, if you lose more on the stock market than you make, of course you don't pay taxes on that. But in the absence of any actual facts, the speculation is that Romney made money and still paid no taxes, or really low taxes. And that would be trouble, not because Romney might have done something illegal, I doubt that he did, but because everything he did probably is legal, which would torpedo this idea that U.S. corporations are overtaxed. In any case, it looks like Romney's prepared to be as stubborn about this as Obama was about his birth certificate, and as long as Romney sticks to his guns, Democrats are happy to watch him fire bullets into his feet. Unless, I have to say, I've read some blogs saying that there might be one guy Romney would listen to.
Today, I'm very proud of myself.
Someone deeply committed to transparency.
I really believe there's a birth certificate. Why doesn't he show his birth certificate?
It worked on Obama. Now this. This is Dave Ross on the CBS Radio Network.